Well, we've got the Everest, we've got the Kosciuszko in the world of the gallops, and now in the world of greyhound racing, they've come up with the world's biggest greyhound event, and it's coming this Saturday night at Wentworth Park. It's called the Million Dollar Chase. We've got the final field of eight. We've got the big stables up against the tiny stables. When I say stables, I should say kennels, but it's a David and Goliath contest come the weekend. I'm glad to say that Tony Mestroff from Greyhound Racing New South Wales joins us on the line. G'day, Tony.
Hey Terry, how are you?
Yeah, plenty of good little storylines coming out of this one, Tony.
There's some great stories coming out of this race. I mean, when we actually brought the concept forward, we really wanted some heroes and some great stories. And you've obviously read this week with Adam Crouch. He's a South Windsor trainer, just a young guy, 26 years of age, and he very well could be a millionaire on Saturday night.
Yeah, and he's actually got two dogs in the race, is that right?
Yeah, he's got Big Butters and Jamila Jett. Yeah. Both trained by Adam, so they went well at the semi-finals on Friday night at Wentworth Park, so it's a great story, and yeah, there's other stories as well, like Vic Sultana, who's got Sky Chase in the race, he's the lure driver of Richmond. I mean, there's rags to riches against the Victorian, you know, Siona Thompson, who's quite a large trainer, Victoria's got three dogs in, so it's really New South Wales versus Victoria and an exciting night.
Yeah, I read the story with Adam and his father, Andrew, and he's a former harness racing driver, and he gave up that to train dogs, and it's unbelievable that they could be in this race for up to $1 million. But
they reckon they've only got two dogs in work,
yeah,
and those two dogs are in the final, Tony.
You're spot on. And he's only started training.
How's that work?
They've just improved. The brand at Richmond, particularly Jamila Jett, I think that's the stronger dog. I mean, it just ran the distance really well. Adam was actually going to pull it out of the semi-finals. He thought it pulled up sore, and he obviously ran, and she's pulled up brilliantly now. So,
but yeah, he has run.
Final.
Yeah. How's it been received, mate? I can only imagine It's all positive news.
It's really positive news, as you know. We went through some tough times a number of years ago. To come out with $1 million 2 years later is strong. The community is really positive about the race. It was well received. There's some skeptics that thought the Victorians would just walk in and just have eight finalists in this race. But New South Wales dogs have held up really strongly. And the positivity and also the profile it's given the industry and sport has been amazing.
Now, my childhood was every Friday and Saturday night I was at either Richmond Greyhounds, Wenny or Harold Park. But can you tell people, if you get down to Wentworth Park this Saturday night, gates open at 4:30, Tony, what you can see the Greyhounds, but even if you haven't been before, it's a night out with a difference.
It is. It's a great night down there. As you said, gates open at 4:30. We've got live entertainment. We've got a raffle. Obviously, all net proceeds go to GAP. Greyhounds' pets program. Someone's going to drive away with a car, not only $1 million on the track, but off the track, someone can win a Hyundai i30. There's plenty of cover. I know people might be concerned about the rain. It won't be. There's large inside areas and also cover outside. So it should be an exciting night. It's history, Terry. The first $1 million race in the world of greyhounds, so an exciting night.
Now, Tone, I'm going to put you on the spot, mate. All our listeners, they love to back a winner. Who's going to win?
I'm not one to give tips, Lewis, but I'd love to see, I'd really love to see one of Adam Crouch's dogs win, whether it be Big Butters or Jamila Jett. I thought, as I said, Jamila Jett's probably the better dog. They're a really strong semi-final, so let's hope. It's obviously a New South Wales dog.
Yes.
But I think Adam's dog's going to win Jamila Jett.
Good on you, mate. No, we're all for New South Wales winning this big race on Saturday night. We don't want to see it go into state.
No, exactly right. No, great. And, Tony, I should mention, you know, we had the Everest. It was $10 million the first year, $13 million the second year, probably $14 million the third. Is this locked in stone for next year?
This is 100% locked in for years to come. The industry needs, I mean, profile, as I said, being able to build our welfare and on the back of this race. That's the whole idea. Okay. So, here to stay. The increased prize may have to speak to the minister.
Fair enough. Good on Tony, good luck with it.
Thanks very much, Terry. Thanks a lot for having me on.
There he goes, Tony Mestroff there, the Greyhound Racing CEO of New South Wales. And we urge everyone to get down there. It would be a good night out if you've got the guys or the girls together. Get down there and it's a night out with a difference. And you're going to see some David and Goliath battles there, particularly in the $1 million chase.
Yeah, I can't go on Saturday, but we are going to go for a night out at the Dogs, TK, you and I.
I'm not hard to get.
No, I haven't been to a dog racing meeting for a while, so I need to get down to Winnie Park in the coming weeks.